Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This time we're heading over to the Thar Desert in Rajasthan, India.
Oh, excellent choice.
And you sent over some really interesting sources about it, like how it came to be, how people and animals survive out there, and all the amazing culture that's popped up surrounded by all that sand.
You know, a lot of people just think of it as this big, empty space, but it's so much more than just sand dunes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got a really interesting past, whole bunch of different ecosystems, and such a rich culture. It's really tied to the environment.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. How did the Thar Desert even form?
Right.
Was it always this dry?
Well, the exact origins, you know, they're still debated, but the research that's out there, it suggests that it hasn't always been a desert. Like, there's evidence that the Saraswati River, which was this huge waterway mentioned in, like, ancient Indian texts, it may have flowed through there.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that, like a lush river valley where now there are just sand dunes.
Wow, that's a hard picture to even imagine. What could have caused such a big change like that?
Well, there are a lot of theories out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that it was natural climate shifts over thousands of years, and then others think that maybe people had something to do with it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, things like deforestation, you know, that can mess with rainfall patterns, lead to soil erosion, and that can all end up making a place turn into a desert.
Yeah, that's kind of scary to think about. So we've got this area that changed over time, and now, you know, people and animals, they've all had to figure out how to live in such a harsh place.
Right, and they've come up with some really clever solutions, like take the camel, for instance.
Oh, yeah, the classic desert animal.
So a lot of people think their humps are full of water, right?
Okay.
But no, it's fat.
So they're like what, like walking furry snacks?
Yeah, kind of. But that fat, it's really important.
Okay.
They can use it for energy. And you know what? As a side effect, they produce water.
No.
Yeah. And on top of that, they have these specialized kidneys and their red blood cells. They're way better at handling dehydration than ours. They're just built for the desert.
Wow. Nature's amazing. It's not all about just physical adaptations, is it?
No, not at all.
Like the culture of Rajasthan seems so tied to the desert as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see the desert's influence everywhere, you know, from the colors and the patterns in their clothing to the way they design their temples.
Yeah. I was reading about some of their festivals, like the Pushkar Fair and the Jaisalmer Desert Festival.
Oh, yeah.
They look incredible.
They're amazing. They really show how resilient people are out there and how deeply connected they are to the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about surviving. It's about celebrating life. Imagine right in the middle of all that sand, everyone comes together with all this color and music and dancing. They show off their crafts, trade camels, and share stories. It's really something.
It's wild how something that seems so tough can inspire such a rich culture.
I know, right? And speaking of their heritage, we can't forget about the camel caravans. They were a huge part of life in the Thar Desert.
Oh, yeah, those long lines of camels walking across the dunes with their bells, you know, jingling in the breeze.
Exactly.
It seems like they carried more than just stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it. It wasn't just about goods. These caravans, they were like mobile cultural hubs. They spread ideas and stories over huge distances. Traders and travelers from all over, they'd meet up and share news, exchange knowledge, and that's how this unique cultural identity formed, you know, from all these different pieces.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Like, the desert became a way for people to connect.
Exactly. And then there's the amazing architecture, you know, all over the desert, the temples, from those intricate Jain temples in Jaisalmer to that huge Brahma temple in Pushkar.
Oh, yeah, right.
They show how skilled the people are and how devoted they are.
Talking about temples, I came across something pretty strange. The Karni Mata temple in Deshnok. It's famous for, wait for it, rats.
Yes, yeah. The rat temple.
Thousands of rats just running around the temple, and they're considered sacred.
Yeah, they think they're reincarnations of storytellers.
Wow, a temple for rats.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really something else. What does that tell us about how the people see their environment?
It shows how different beliefs can be and how traditions can be shaped by what lives in a place. Like, even creatures that people usually think of as pests can be a part of their spiritual life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This temple, it's like a perfect example of how religion and nature are all mixed up together in the Thar Desert.
Yeah, it really shows you that what one person might find annoying, someone else might think is really important.
Totally. It makes you realize that there's always something new to learn, even about things you think you know. So we've talked about the Thar Desert's long history, how things have adapted to live there, and its rich culture. But what about the future? Like, how are things like development and climate change affecting this delicate place?
That's a really important question. The Sahar Desert has always been a tough environment, but now it's facing even more challenges. Yeah, I can imagine.
Like, climate change is causing crazy temperatures and unpredictable rain. It's making a place that's already struggling for water even drier.
And then there's the impact of all the stuff people are doing.
Exactly. Urbanization, industrialization, and tourism, they're all using up the desert's resources. We're seeing more deforestation, too much grazing, and the groundwater is getting depleted. And all of that makes desertification worse and messes with the whole balance of the ecosystem.
It sounds like a tricky situation.
It really is. We need to figure out how to let the area develop economically without destroying the environment.
Right.
This means being smarter about tourism, supporting sustainable agriculture, and using renewable energy sources.
It's not just about the environment, though, right?
Yeah.
There's the cultural side of things, too.
You're absolutely right. The cultural heritage of the Thar Desert is just as valuable as its natural resources. As the desert changes, the traditions and the way people live there will change too. We have to make sure that development doesn't erase their cultural identity.
So how do we do that? How do we make sure that future generations inherit a healthy environment and a vibrant culture?
Well, one important thing is to include the local communities in the decisions that are being made. They know the desert ecosystem and its cultural importance better than anyone.
Makes sense.
Their knowledge and their point of view are super valuable when it comes to coming up with solutions that work.
It's about letting people protect their own heritage.
Exactly. And it's also about teaching people and raising awareness. The more people understand about the Thar Desert and all its conformities, the more likely they are to want to save it.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. From the Saraswati River to the resilience of the people and that amazing rat temple, we've learned so much.
And we've only scratched the surface. The Thar Desert is a place full of surprises. It's where ancient history meets the challenges of today.
It really makes you think that places like the Thar Desert aren't just dots on a map.
Right.
They're alive, with stories to tell, lessons to teach, and a future we have to help shape.
Yes.
It really is. This has been an amazing journey. Thanks for being our guide through this incredible place.
It's been my pleasure. The Thar Desert, it just sparks your imagination, you know?
Definitely.
It reminds us that even in the toughest spots on Earth, life doesn't just hang on, it flourishes.
This deep dive has definitely made me want to learn more. And for our listeners out there, here's a thought. How do you think tech, especially something like artificial intelligence, could be used to help with the problems the Thar Desert is facing?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. It's possible that AI could help track desertification, you know, or manage water resources.
Mm-hmm.
It could even maybe come up with more sustainable ways to farm.
It's like, what if we could take the ancient wisdom of the desert and combine it with the latest tech to create a better future?
It's a really cool idea, right? It shows how the past, the present, and the future are all connected. The Thar Desert has a long history of changing and adapting. Maybe tech can help us deal with the challenges that are coming next.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, happy exploring.